It seems the consensus from candidates, strategists, and pundits is that this year's midterm elections are exciting voters in a way not normally seen in these off-year elections. Here to talk about what that might mean to make up in the makeup of the next state legislature are Ken Sigema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislative leader, and Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. So Republican candidates are excited because their base is fired up, and that's because Donald Trump is doing what he promised he would do. And Democrats are excited because their base is fired up, also because of what Donald Trump is doing. So, Ken, how is that playing out in the state legislative races? Do you think Republicans are going to keep their majorities in both chambers?
Well, I guess Donald Trump's the common denominator here. I think Republicans are facing some pretty big headwinds this year, and it's going to have an impact on legislative control. I mean, you know, you have this kind of fatigue that sets in after you've had one party control here in Michigan, sort of an 8 years on, 8 years off pattern. I think nationally over the last couple of years and special elections, there's Democrats have done very well. I think their turnout in here in Michigan in the August primary just exceeded anybody's expectations. It is true that voters seem to be fired up from both sides of the aisle, but I still believe Republicans are facing headwinds. And whether or not that's enough to help tip legislative control here in Michigan remains to be seen.
Vicki, the Democrats did turn out at the primaries, but can they sustain that enthusiasm? What do you see happening in the state legislative races?
Well, I see the enthusiasm only growing on the Democratic side at this point, and there is enthusiasm also up right now on the Republican side. So this midterm election is going to be very interesting. But the Republicans start out with an advantage because they drew the legislative line. So we come in with gerrymandered state House and state Senate districts. That's a negative for Democrats trying to take control. On the other hand, there is so much positive energy for a Democratic change that we're seeing that in the state Senate, there are enough seats in play in the state Senate at this point, and the polls show that Democrats clearly can go from 11 seats to possible majority, which is amazing. But that's also helped by the fact that 26 seats in the state Senate, a chamber of 38 members, are up for grabs because of term limits.
We saw a report in Gongwer that suggests the answer, as far as the state Senate is concerned, lies in the results of the races in Oakland County. What do you think of that argument, Ken?
Well, I sort of feel like I'm walking on eggshells here because Vicki's from Oakland County and she might have a better perspective than I do. But
she won't hold it against you if you've got an opinion.
I promise.
But yeah, I mean, Oakland County is going to be a key because I think there are probably three state Senate seats currently controlled by Republicans that potentially could swing. But there's important seats elsewhere in the state that are going to have an impact on what happens for the state Senate. There's a seat in Kalamazoo currently held by a Republican that is up for grabs. There's a seat in Kent County, interestingly enough, currently held by a Republican, up for grabs too. But just in terms of kind of demographics, the size of Oakland County, the political impact of the blue wave and women candidates, Oakland County could be the epicenter.
All right, Vicki, you're the expert. What's going to happen in Oakland County?
Well, we have an interesting overlay here. There are two U.S. congressional seats that are hotly contested that are in Oakland County, and that includes the 11th, which is David Trott decided not to run, and so we have Lena Epstein on the Republican side and Haley Stevens on the Democratic side running. The Cook Report just moved this to a leaning Dem seat, and that seat includes a large swath of Oakland County from Wayne County around Canton and up through western Oakland County down to Troy. In Oakland County, we also have the Slotkin-Bishop race, and the Cook Report has moved that to a toss-up. So underneath there, there's a whole lot of movement of people deciding to vote Democratic, and that's what's causing this major shift. And so Oakland County, I believe, will be the epicenter, especially in the Senate, where we have three strong candidates running to take back the Senate. So we have Mallory McMorrow running against Nolenberg. Mallory is doing extremely well. Her fundraising is incredible. And we also have Rose Beyer running against Mike McCready, who was a term-limited state House candidate on the Republican side, but that district is now showing Rosemary is doing very strong in the polling. And then we have a little sleeper, Julia Pulver, who is running in Mike Kowal's current seat, which is West Oakland County. So I think the demographics have helped us here, as has fatigue of Republicans promising to do things that they haven't done, like raising taxes to fix the roads and then not necessarily fixing the roads. So I see that happening, and that moving into Wayne County as well, with the Colbeck seat up, and we have Dana Polhusky, who is doing very strongly, running very strongly in that Wayne County seat. So I think all signs are pointing toward some upsets.
Let's take a big look at the whole state picture. Some of the national pundits are saying Michigan could go from a Republican governor, attorney general, secretary of state, and control of the House and Senate to Democrats across the board taking control of everything. Are these pundits just East Coast media elite seeing a blue wave, or is there some polling data to support their predictions? Ken?
Well, it might be both. But one thing I want to interject here, Lester, that, you know, we talk about these big trends and impacts and demographics and factors, but sometimes we forget that candidates matter. Individual candidates, individual races, they matter. So you've got to field good candidates no matter what the national or state trends are. Now, you have Republican control in Lansing, governor, House, Senate. Democrats clearly would have to run the table in pretty big fashion to just take over the whole kit and caboodle. I anticipate split control of government after the election in one way or another. It's a little hard for me to imagine how Democrats, for example, can take the 9 Senate seats they need to get control, or 8 if it goes into a tie and Gretchen Whitmer wins a governorship. But, you know, I think we're going to have split control. And if not, it's the margins just are going to get a lot tighter.
Vicki?
Ken's right that candidates matter, and I think that's part of the strength this year. The candidates that we're seeing running, I'm going to focus on the Democratic side, are exceptional candidates. And there's a trend in the country that overlays this. But again, Michigan is facing headwinds for Democrats a little because of the gerrymandered seats. And also, this is going to be the first year that voters will not be able to vote straight party ticket. And we're going to see how that impacts lines and whether the money that was appropriated to the Secretary of State is used appropriately to make sure that precincts with heavy turnout, whether it be Republican or Democrat, have enough polling booths to make sure that people don't have a tremendously long wait in line. And that's one of our major concerns.
I've got one more quick question. You guys have seen a few elections in this state. Have either of you seen an off-year election where the voters are this enthusiastic in the past?
No. I can't use the word this trumps all other elections. I got to find another word. This exceeds all other elections in terms of this, you know, midterm, non-presidential year. And I'm not sure I like the word enthusiasm. You know, I already voted, and I wanted to vote, but I wasn't particularly enthused about voting. I just really, really wanted to vote.
I think that's the difference. Democrats are excited to vote. They can't wait to get their ballots, and they can't wait to go to the polls and circle the names of all their Democratic candidates that they want to see win. And no, I've never seen energy like I'm seeing in this election. And I live in what is called the epicenter here in Oakland County, and the excitement is palpable. There's also a lot of fear, and that fear is driven by the national discourse. And Michigan has 51% of its voting population are women, and women are not really happy right now with the trends in the country.
Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. We hear their analysis of politics in Michigan on most Fridays. Hey, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.